Happy Friday, guys. Welcome into the Friday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Betting Pros on Twitter at BettingProsNFL. Have you subscribed to our YouTube channel? Why not? Go do that. If you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe underneath me. We've passed that 5,000 subscriber mark, which is awesome. Now we got to go for 10,000. So help us get there with our subscribers on our YouTube. This podcast always being brought to you by BetMGM and the offer that you guys have known about for a while now, but it's a good one. It's a $5 bet to win $100. Either team you bet on scores a touchdown. Pick the side, money line, total, whatever. Either team scores a touchdown. You get $100 in free wagers with the promo code JUICE100, $5 bet, new customers paid in free bets, $100 from BetMGM if either team scores a touchdown in the game that you're betting on, side total money line, $5 bet, JUICE100 promo code for new users. All right, so losing day yesterday, I got a little bit of a break because I told you in the Discord channel, I was betting personally. I got a same game parlay. I teased the Giants to +9.5. I took the total down to 34.5 and I played over. So little 6-point same game teaser for a half a unit. So that came in, that cashed for me. We got one of two right in our prop bets. We did not get the Galladay prop right, but we got the receiving prop for Shepard correct. That was a 1-1, but the Shepard prop was really juiced up. So over a one unit loss because of the one unit loss on the Washington football team not covering the 3-point line. But look, it's going to happen when you're betting on bad football teams because both those teams are not well coached. I mean, there were so many mistakes. The Giants, Joe Judge is a bad coach. Okay, I'm sorry. Like, he's over his head. He just isn't ready. In week one, he was throwing challenge flags on calls that were not challengeable. Last night, I mean, I don't know what he's doing, taking timeouts, running guys on the field, you know, having his guys jump off sides at the most inopportune time, just not being mentally sharp. I mean, they're professional football players. The ball is right in front of you. You can't go off sides there. And you gave the kick a second try for Washington and they win. And I thankfully do not have to hear about that Daniel Jones 4-0 against Washington stat anymore because it meant nothing for that game. Jones played really well. The drop by Slayton cost the game. Absolutely. That combined with Joe Judge's inability to execute. Both coaches. It was unbelievable to watch. I have no idea why the Washington football team were throwing the football when they're trying to bleed the clock up one. I don't get that. I don't get why Joe Judge punted the ball when he had a fourth down and you can control your own destiny. Well, what are you doing punting the ball back? Now, it worked out with that pick, but what are you doing? That was so dumb. I mean, coaches are so dumb in this situation. It's like you control your own destiny. Why would you give the ball back to the other team and you hope your defense makes a play? It's a typical Belichick move, but you're not Belichick. This is what I can't stand about Belichick assistants. You can literally, in their brain, you can hear them talking. What would Bill do? Bill would punt. Okay, we're punting. I just don't understand it. It drives me absolutely crazy watching these coaches not follow analytics and gut feeling this and, you know, go run a lap yourself, dude. I mean, what in the world? So, I mean, look, I'm glad Washington won because I can't stand Joe Judge and I can't stand the Giants and I can't stand Daniel Jones. But Saquon Barkley's got a long way to go. And Taylor Heinicke is a fun story, man. I like the kid a lot. And it was just fun to watch him. It was fun to watch him ball out. The game was tight. It could have gone either way. Clearly, the Giants could have won that game. Clearly, Washington had opportunities where they left points on the field and they could have won and covered. Unfortunately for us, Washington wins. They don't cover. If you were on Washington +4, tip of the cap. Good bet out of you. I lost there with a full unit. So losing day for the Daily Juice yesterday. That means we're now 10 of 16 days in the month of September winning days. But look, we're not going to win every single day. It happens. We move on to Friday. Today here was what we got. I've got the NFL teaser of the week to give you guys today. I've already bet it because the number hit what I wanted. So we have a teaser to give you for the NFL, one per week. I have a Moneyline Parlay baseball bet to give you because it's Friday and, well, why the hell not? And we will get you ready for the weekend because I have a lot going on Saturday already. And I'll have a lot coming up on Sunday. Plus, we've got a lot of cool things to talk about. Okay, so let's just start with the fun things we've got going on, all right? So first, the parlay will hit you here in a second. Okay, we'll have the Don't Bet a Parlay. We're 7-25, I think the record is now, for the parlay. We've missed our last three, I believe. So, no, 7-26, right? We were 7-23, now we're 7-26. Okay, so we're still profitable on the parlay, but the Don't Bet a Parlay on Friday. I've got a strategy for this one because I've missed three in a row. So I'm going to try to find a way, if you're going to play it, to give you a little bit of a way of playing this. So I'll explain that here in just one second. I will tell you about the Discord chat for the Circa Million plays. Circa Million, our team went 2-3 in week number one. We will have a full-on Discord chat coming up on Saturday. I'll tell you about that. And then I'll remind you about the Sunday live stream for Dan Harris and myself, which I will be here, physically here. No longer will I be in a hotel room. I'm actually physically going to be in my broadcast studio. So we'll be here on Sunday morning. So Saturday morning for the Discord. Well, I forgot about this. Saturday morning for the Discord bet chat. We'll still do that. Then the Circa Million chat later in the day on Saturday, and then the live stream on YouTube on Sunday. So, like, I have no life. Like, I'm just constant work, which is fine. Okay. So let's start. Well, let's just quickly refresh. We're on UCF -6.5 tonight. Okay. They're up against Louisville. We're laying the 6.5 for Central Florida. I expect I'll probably have a personal play on the team total for Central Florida. I haven't exactly decided that, but I'll probably have a personal play on that. I like that too, for the team total for, I think it's over probably 41, something like that. So we'll go with the Knights going over their team total, but the official play for one unit is laying 6.5 for Central Florida up against Louisville. Okay. So let's first do the parlay and I'll explain my strategy for the parlay. Okay, so here is the parlay I'm going to give you guys. The Toronto Blue Jays have yet to play the Minnesota Twins this season. It's kind of a weird scheduling quirk, right? This is game one of their season. They're going to play six times before the end of the season. Minnesota is 30-43 away from home. Toronto is 41-30 away from home, but the Blue Jays have been absolutely red hot and they're trying to stay in a wild card spot. If the playoffs began today, the Toronto Blue Jays would be in a playoff spot with the Boston Red Sox. The New York Yankees would be out. Now, does that continue? I don't know. But Ryu goes to the mound against Pineda for the Twins. We're going to keep the hot bats going for the Blue Jays. And I'm just not a big fan of this Twins team because they're not playing for anything. They just lost 12-3 in their last game to the Cleveland Indians. They lost 2-3 to Cleveland. They scored 6 runs in the loss, but 3 runs yet last game, 6 runs in 1 run. They're not scoring a whole heck of a lot. Toronto's at home. Toronto knows these are the games they've got to get after it. And Ryu has been very good for this team. Left-handed pitcher and 13-8. His ERA still is over 4. His last time out was bad against the Orioles. I understand that. But before that, he was lights out. I mean, just really solid pitching for the Blue Jays. For the parlay, we're going to go run line Toronto -1.5. The second bet is going to be on Maryland and Illinois. Okay. I'm going to bet the under here in this game. I think this is too high. It's a little weird to see a game involving Illinois to be this high. This is a 9 p.m. kick Eastern time on Fox Sports 1, okay? So we have UCF in Louisville, that game playing. It's a 4:30 Eastern time kick, 4:30 Pacific time, 7:30 Eastern time kick. So we got that game first. And then Maryland, Illinois playing a night game, 8 o'clock local time kick in Illinois. The total's high. The total is 61.5. Okay, I know Maryland can score, and I lean Maryland here. I don't like the 7.5, or I probably would bet this. If it was 6.5, I probably would bet Maryland. But 7.5, I don't like. I don't like the going over 7 there here in this game. I don't think Maryland is that much better than Illinois, but I do think they're better than Illinois. I think we're going to see a lower scoring game than 61.5 points. Okay, it's shaded a bit to the under, but 61.5 points. So we're going first bet Blue Jays run line at -110. We're going under 61.5 for Maryland and Illinois. So here's the thing. If this game cashes, okay, if we have Toronto and the under and it's looking sort of okay, you're going to be able to bet the Braves and the Giants on the other side potentially and do a reverse run line bet potentially or do a money line bet and kind of hedge off of what you could get back for your bet. Okay. You may even go with an in-game bet opportunity, but my strategy here is Blue Jays cash and then the under cashes for Maryland and Illinois, or at least it's trending that way for us. And then we have the Giants and the Braves late night. That game will start at 9:45 Eastern time. Okay, 6:45 on the West Coast. So we've got a game that will kick about 45 minutes before, and then we'll look to do an in-game wager potentially to hedge off of it unless the Giants get off to a really good start, and then we're just going to ride it, right? This is a plus 670 parlay. Three legs, Toronto Blue Jays, run line. San Francisco Giants, run line. And the under 61.5 for Maryland and Illinois here on a Friday for the Don't Bet a Parlay parlay. Three legs, plus 670. The hope is we hit the first two legs and then, or at least hit the first leg Toronto, and then we have something, you know, progressing right for Maryland, Illinois, maybe like a no scoring first quarter or something, and we're feeling pretty good. And then you potentially can hedge off of it, or you can just kind of live wager here on the parlay. But I do like this parlay. I don't always tell you guys about bets I like. I like this parlay. I do. Look, the Braves are a tough team. I understand that. But Logan Webb has been so good for the Giants, and he's just been a stud pitcher. The Giants have been just absolutely red hot, but they lost the last two to the Padres. It was kind of interesting. They lost 9-6 and 7-4. So good bounce back spot here for the Padres. They only have a one game lead on the Dodgers. They definitely need to win this game to keep the LA Dodgers off their back. And Logan Webb has been the guy. I mean, he's been their ace. He's 10-3 with a 2.80 ERA. Give the ball to him and, you know, basically he's going to give up three runs. That's it. He had 4 runs against the Cubs, 3 runs against the Rockies, both games on the road, one run against Milwaukee at home, no runs against Atlanta on the road, and 1 run against the Oakland A's at home in his last 5 starts. So the guy's been just automatic at home. He's been automatic. We're going Logan Webb here. We're taking him on the run line here for the parlay. I am actually going to bet this myself, not officially, but I am going to bet this myself as a plus 670 parlay. I do think there is value in this. I like this. So I'm trying to hit this. Sometimes I'm putting together the parlay because I think I like it. I like all three of these bets. Blue Jays run line, Giants run line, under 61.5, Maryland and Illinois tonight for the Don't Bet a Parlay parlay. Okay. So coming up on Saturday morning at 8 a.m., you guys are invited to participate in the Betting Pros Daily Juice live chat on our Discord channel for the Discord bet of the week. We missed it last week because of the wedding, but we're back here. We hit it the week before where you guys recommend picks and plays. You vote, and then we put a half unit down on it. You guys get to bet. I trail it. I bet it myself, not officially, but we just go ahead and bet it. Okay. So that's back on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern time on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. Or if you're watching on YouTube, there's a link that's underneath me here. Click on it, get on into it. Okay. That Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time. Then we're going to have a live conversation with all five. Well, I guess one person can't make it. So it's going to be four and me. So five people will be talking about the Circa Million plays. This will help you bet for Sunday. You will hear us break down the games. You will hear us talk about sides, what we like, strategies of how to play it. I'll tell you what my other team is on, what my other team is playing. We will get to a consensus 5 picks, and those 5 picks will be entered into the Circa Million Week 2 entry for the Daily Juice. Okay. 2 and 3 in Week 1. I have no clue how this is going to go. I'm going to play referee and I'm going to play tiebreaker for some of the picks as to where we're going, but I'm going to generally let everyone kind of have a conversation, talk about what they like and don't like, and hopefully we'll come to somewhat of a consensus as to what we're going to do. Okay. So that's at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. Then, the Discord bet to 8 a.m., 11 a.m. Then the live chat for the Circa Million will happen at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. All right. So it's 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 8 a.m., 12 noon for us on the Discord channel stages chat on Saturday. So two of them. Okay, there's two going on Saturday. So hopefully you join both. If not, join one, hop on in, listen, be a part of it, whatever. One of which, the Discord bet, you guys can be a part of. The second one is just kind of listening to us chat and have a conversation. Okay. Then on Sunday, the live stream happens 11 a.m. on Sunday on the YouTube channel. Dan Harris and myself breaking down. Dan with the props, me with the betting. Dan's got betting too. Dan wants to make sure that he's going to give away betting stuff too. He didn't want me to pigeonhole him in a prop betting perspective. He wants to say, hey, wait a minute, I got picks too. So he's going to give away picks too on that. But that'll be fun. So we did it last week. If you missed it, it was super fun. We had almost 500 people in there and it was just awesome. And we're going to do it again for an hour from 8 to 9 Pacific time, 11 until 12 on the East before the early games kick on our YouTube channel, which you should subscribe to do it. Okay. So there you go. The picks today. Let's talk about a two-leg moneyline parlay that's going to pay you at plus 135. I'm going after some plus money here, and I'm going to go right to the heart of the playoff chase. The New York Yankees are taking on the Cleveland Indians. Okay. It is Plesac up against Corey Kluber. The Yankees just lost in extras to the Indians. They are absolutely desperate. They're out of the playoffs as of right now. They are 3-1 on the year to the Cleveland Indians. Cleveland is 35-37 on the road. Yankees 41-31 at home. To say this is a must win is kind of an overstatement, but it's a really important game for the Yankees. They have got to get right. They need Kluber to be right for that matter. They need him to be pitching well as they head towards the postseason. Money line, Yankees just to win and beat the Indians, all right? And then on the parlay, I took the run line. For the second leg, I'm just taking the money line. Blue Jays just to win. Hopefully they win by a lot, okay? So we cover both bets. But the Blue Jays are taking on a team they have not played yet in the Twins, which is a little bit weird. It's like, how haven't they played before? But again, it's Ryu against Pineda. I like Toronto at home to win here and to try to keep pace. Every game is super important. The Red Sox are playing Baltimore, but there's no pitcher decided for the Red Sox. I may come back with a personal play. This is a half unit play on Friday. I may have another play for you guys coming up here for Red Sox in the Baltimore Orioles. Red Sox have just kind of trounced the Orioles this year. They've owned them. They're 9-4 so far. And Aiken he's really up and down. 2-9, 6.83. Yeah, all right. But the Red Sox have not announced who their starter is going to be because of all the COVID issues and whatnot. So I may have a half unit in the Discord channel later today on the Red Sox game. But the Moneyline parlay is plus 135. Yankees, Blue Jays, Moneyline. Just win. Okay. Cleveland loses. New York over Cleveland, Toronto over the Minnesota Twins for a two-leg moneyline parlay at plus 135 for a half a unit is play number one. You know we've got the UCF game already. So that's 1.5 units going here today. Okay, 6.5 on the Knights on the road at Louisville. So that's 1.5 units in play tonight. Again, that half unit I may come back with. And then the parlay as well here on a Friday that I just threw out with you, but that doesn't count. You can play it if you want. I'm playing it tonight. I'm going to play it today. I don't always play it, but I'm going to play it. Not officially. So let's talk one game in the NFL or one bet in the NFL that I'm going to give you guys. We're already on the Bengals plus 3. That game has already plunged. I've got a ton of games I'm looking at. I'm just not going to bet them until we get through probably Saturday. Saturday night's podcast, we'll have a bunch of stuff. I'll have some more stuff on Saturdays, on Friday nights into Saturday, but we're pretty committed to college already. I may have one or two more plays. I'm watching Tulane and Ole Miss. I don't know what I'll have a play on that game. Probably. I want to take Ole Miss minus 14, but I'm not there just yet. I may play Ole Miss in the first half. I may play Bama in the first half. I don't know. So we'll kind of figure out where we're going to go for the Saturday games. But for Sunday, the weekly teaser is this. The Patriots got to 6 tonight. We're taking the Patriots down to a pick. Patriots to win. Belichick against a rookie quarterback. Tough, hard-fought loss last week. Mac Jones played well. I think the defense plays really well. The Becton injury is huge for the offensive line. I think the Patriots are going to eat Zach Wilson's lunch. Just don't like them laying 6 points. Okay, I don't like that. We're going to drop that down, and we're going to take that to a pick 'em, to 0. Patriots down to a pick. Other leg of the teaser, taking the Miami Dolphins at home, catching 3.5 against the Buffalo Bills, and we're teasing that up to 9.5. I got a 9.5 home dog, and I think Miami is live to win the game outright. Okay. I can tell you right now, it'll be a circa play for my personal team, and I'm going to try to talk the team into taking the Miami Dolphins. 90% of the money is on the Buffalo Bills, like Green Bay last week. It's not that easy, okay? It's not that easy. 9.5. Two-leg, six-point teaser, -120, one full unit, NFL bet. Patriots at a pick, Dolphins +9.5 is the bet for Sunday, okay? Again, to recap all the bets we got going on here for today, the parlay, Jays run line, Giants run line, under 61.5, Maryland, Illinois, that is a +730. Wow, it just changed. Now it's a +733 parlay. How about that? Okay, even better. Like I mentioned, we're going to try to hedge off that, but that was +670. Now it's +730. Woo boy. Okay, it's a +730 parlay. The Giants number just went up. I don't know if something happened with the Giants game, but or a bet came in big on the Braves, but Giants run line at +122. Blue Jays run line is even money now. That was -110. Now it's even money. Okay, even better. And then under 6.5 for us here on that. So it's a +733 parlay. Change those odds. +733 parlay now for the Don't Bet a Parlay parlay. And then Blue Jays, Yankees, money line, two-leg money line parlay at +135. And then we're going with the Patriots and the Dolphins, six-point teaser, Patriots to a pick, Dolphins to +9.5 on Sunday for one full unit. Okay, we'll be in the Discord channel on Friday like we always are. And then Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. for the Discord bet of the week. Then the Circa Million chat hits you guys Saturday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern time. The picks are due at 2 p.m. Pacific time, by the way. That's why we're doing it there, right before we got to submit the picks. And then on Sunday, the live stream on the YouTube channel, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. Dan Harris and myself breaking down all picks, props, and plays coming for the NFL season week 2 for the NFL. Got all that? There'll be a test later. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt each and every morning. It's the Daily Juice Podcast right here on bettingpros.com, being brought to you by BetMGM.